Today's episode is entitled Ordinary to Extraordinary. God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. First, we'll start off with the story of Gideon. Gideon was known as a timid man, yet God used him, and he was known as the greatest of the 15 judges. We know Gideon is a timid man because when he is first introduced in the Bible, he is hiding on the threshing floor from the enemies. I mentioned in a previous podcast entitled Prayer Fleece how Gideon's clan was the weakest of the whole tribe of Manasseh, and he is the weakest in his entire family. So you ask, how can God use a timid and weak man like this to become a leader and mighty warrior, as he is referred to in Judges chapter 6? God uses us and gives us just the right gifts and talents to be used for his glory. As we look at Gideon, we learn that it is important to obey and trust God to help us to do what he, God, calls us to do. After all, God never gives us more than we can handle. Gideon was a farmer during a time of turmoil and battle for the Israelites. In Judges chapter 6, God came to him and called him a mighty warrior. God sees potential in us that sometimes our friends and families and even we ourselves don't see. Gideon became a great military leader once he got past his fear and doubt. God can use even the weakest of faith. The next story is entitled The Fishers of Men in Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. Jesus, on two separate occasions, calls out to two sets of brothers, and he asks them to come and follow him. First, he is talking to Simon, called Peter, and Andrew. They were simple fishermen out trying to make a living. Jesus called to them to follow him, and that he would make them fishers of men. Later down the road, he saw James and John. Jesus called to them to leave their nets and their father and to come and follow him. Both sets of brothers left their nets and followed Jesus, later becoming disciples of Christ. God used even simple fishermen to do big things for his kingdom. Next is Nehemiah. We see a man who was nothing more than a slave who served wine to a king. Yet, because of his great faith, on an ordinary day, God ordained him to be part of a historic event to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. This simple declaration by the king to rebuild the walls later served as a historical starting point in the prophecy of the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ. We learn that it does not matter who we are, our position in life, or our means. God uses ordinary people in ordinary positions. When our hearts are broken to serve God for the right reasons, he will work in the ordinary. The biggest commonality between all of these people is that they said yes. They said yes to God's calling. They answered the call of the Lord and they followed him without hesitation. That is what we are to do. God calls us to different things in our lives, and we need to be ready to accept that calling and follow him. There may be uncertainties, fear, or even doubt, but we must remember that none of that comes from the Lord. Those lies come from the Lord of lies, Satan. Satan wants us to believe we can't do it, or that we aren't the right person for the job. But if God is calling us, we need to trust and have faith that God knows what he is doing. And we need to know that he, God, will never leave us or lead us astray. God can use people who are timid. God can use people with weak faith. God can use people struggling with their emotions. So keep asking, seeking, and knocking, and God will use us, ordinary people, to do extraordinary things for his kingdom. He wants us to get to the point where we recognize that we are nothing without him. He wants us to ask him to use us. When God sees a heart like this, he will do extraordinary things in ordinary people.